Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn. You're listening to Chamber Chat. And for all the Chamber of Commerce's upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org or stop by our new building right across from the high school, 2301, I say North Main. And yeah, check it out. Invite people to come in and you can rent our boardroom as well as some other little co-working spaces. So 2301 Main. But I'm here with Roberta Ray from Neighbors Magazine. How are you?
I'm just great, Jack. How are you doing this
morning? Well, you know, if I was even better, I'd have a twin. And you jokingly said, you know, if we keep having appointments, it snows every time we schedule an appointment. So it's our fault.
I guess so. Seems to be the case.
Wow. So let me ask you, Neighbors Magazine, the bit I know about it, I see the magazine, mm-hmm. and I always see a picture of a family, it seems like, on the front cover, and I go, oh, I know them. Mm-hmm. And it kind of makes you feel like neighborly, thus the name.
Exactly. That's the design of Durango Neighbors. We always have a family or some version of a family. Recently, we had a 92-year-old man who was formed a ad hoc family with his neighbors.
Oh, that's so cool.
They take care of him, help him with the trash and everything. He's lived there a long time.
Yeah.
That was just a couple months ago. We had him on the cover and all of the neighbors.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but that reminds me, my wife, when she lived in town before we were married, and she had a neighbor, and we basically adopted him mm-hmm. and took him, you know, we'd take him dinners and breakfast, hooked him up with Meals on Wheels, and, mm-hmm. you know, kind of, he didn't have any family here locally, but that is so cool. So the design of the magazine is to reflect the community of Durango.
Exactly. The very diverse community of Durango. There's a lot of different kinds of families. And even to encourage people to get to know their neighbors, get to know people, you know, in a friendly, personal kind of way.
Not just about the weather.
Well, that's always a great place to start.
Sure.
But yeah, so it's great. And we pride ourselves on the family that's on the cover meets, you know, dozens of new people that just come up to them and say, hey, I saw you on the cover.
Right.
And then thousands of people literally get to know more about who's in their neighborhood. And that's the design of the magazine.
Well, you know, you mentioned thousands. What is the distribution of Neighbors Magazine?
We go to 3,557 homes, primarily.
Why not 3,560?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Well, it will be probably by the end of the week. What happens is I chose neighborhoods that tended to be areas where people were likely to know their neighbors, where
cool.
a lot of homeowners.
Right.
And then pretty much every week somebody calls me or I meet somebody or whatever and they want to be added to that list.
So you can call.
I can actually add as many people as I want to the list.
So what is the best way to get on that list? And what
if
you call you or email?
Magazine and you don't. Yeah, just you can drop me an email at durangoneighbors@gmail.com.
One more time.
Durangoneighbors, all one word, of course, at gmail.com.
Okay.
And just give me your address, and I'll put you on the list.
Wow.
Love
that
to
have
you.
That is so neat. Now, so where did the Neighbors Magazine concept ideas come from?
Well, we're actually, I don't know how you would say it, a wholly owned subsidiary or something
that.
There's a company in Milwaukee called Best Version Media, and their whole idea is for everybody to be the best version of themselves.
Okay.
And that sounds a little corny, but actually I have loved working with them because they really are incredibly supportive. So what happened was in 2007, the founder of the company was sitting, literally, I believe he was in church with his family. It was seven kids and, you know, and they were reading the newsletter about people in the parish that had moved there. You know?
Sure.
And he said, well, this is fabulous because it's this great news. Everything's happy. It's good news. I'm able to know these people better, but I already know them. They're in my church, right? I want this to go to my entire neighborhood. I want to know who's out there walking their dog in my neighborhood. Now, in Milwaukee, that was simple. That's where he started, right? So he actually founded the magazine. He wanted it to go to a large enough cross-section of people that it would make sense for the sponsors, the people that actually advertise in the magazine, which is how a magazine gets done, just like radio. Without sponsors, there's no radio. Without sponsors, there's no magazine. He wanted it to be a large enough area that people would make you know, that would make a good investment
and
for
the
them to advertise,
yeah.
Right? But a small enough area that people were likely to know each other. So he was in Milwaukee, which is very flat.
Yeah.
So you literally just point one direction and say that subdivision, and that would be a couple thousand
okay.
homes right there. So he started in that 2007 with six little magazines.
Interesting.
And they incubated trying to get the system right because he wanted this to be possible for communities all across the nation. And it's worked incredibly. There's over 800 of these magazines now.
Interesting.
So the sweet spot for that magic place where it makes sense for the advertisers, but the people still know each other, uh-huh. is between 3,000 and 4,000 homes. And
oh.
we have 3,500, so
right.
and change. So
we're right in there.
So we are right in there.
So how do I get on the cover? I want to be on the, you know, like the Rolling Stone on the cover of the magazine.
Yeah, well, I'll put you down. Again, send me an email.
Sure.
DurangoNeighbors@gmail.com.
And you, oh, let me, better yet, what if I want someone else to be on
to nominate
that?
Someone. That's actually even better.
I don't want the spotlight on me. Believe me, there's nothing exciting there.
We love to get nominations. The
yeah.
great thing about being on the cover is you get this amazing photo shoot with Allison Ragsdale, who
is she's awesome.
Supreme, right?
Love her.
And she'll come to you, either to your home or if you want out, you know, you've seen so many of the covers are outside. We've got such beautiful scenery.
Right.
Why not, right? The only interesting thing about that is that we go to print fully a month before the magazine comes out, right? So my deadline for print, when we have photo contests and send pictures of your pet, by the way, so take note of this.
Oh, yeah.
So the deadline for print is a month out. So right now I'm working on the April magazine is
right.
at the designer.
The
I'm just making the
now.
Final proof today, and then it will go to press.
So we could have winter pictures in May.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the tricky part. So
right.
we're trying to get enough families sort of in advance so that we can have them be seasonal.
Sure.
Because
the environment
we've got
what it is.
Snow pictures on the April cover, and I'm really hoping yeah. we're not still having snow in April, but we may be. But I don't want them on May. So
no.
So I'm having Allison hold off. We know who our May cover family is, but
yeah.
I'm having her hold off as long as possible.
Absolutely. So along that same line, so if you know of a Durango family that's I want to say iconic, unique,
interesting
yeah. gives back.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, I recently went to Joe Cusar's fundraiser over at the fairgrounds, and you know, 400 or 500 people there, and just amazing amount of wonderful chili from all the 40 folks that did. But it showed me how this community comes together. I talked to so many individuals that were, I don't know, Joe, but I just heard the story and I want to help,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that resonates so deeply throughout our community. So, again, it's Neighbors Magazine.
Durango Neighbors.
Durango Neighbors,
Neighbors.
Magazine. Durango no magazine.
DurangoNeighbors@gmail.com.
DurangoNeighbors@gmail.com. If I, you know, if I have my hearing aid on, maybe it would, turn these things back up.
And that's actually an interesting point. We're always looking for stories that, you know, of community coming together,
mm-hmm.
community supportive. We did a great one last summer about a couple that was scheduled to get married on the day the fire broke out, and they had to move everything and bring it down, and the whole community came together to make Matt and Vanessa's wedding like incredible. So I'm always looking for stories like that. Again, we don't do news,
right?
Because we're not timely
sure.
like that. But what we do is news of the community, news of people pulling together, anything like that. And photos are always welcome, things like that. This really is designed to be social media in print.
Mm-hmm.
And that may not make any sense because if you think of social media as an app, but it's really, it's a medium wherein people can actually share the things that matter to them and find out those things that matter, you know, as humans, right? Connected.
Well, and what I like is it's not screen time, you know, it is something sitting down. You know, we were talking, our family actually at dinner the other day, had my kids in town, and we, you know, we're talking about reading books or something, and my wife said, you know, I used to read a lot more, and I looked at her and said, it's because we're on our phones, you know, and that's replaced. So sitting down with Neighbors Magazine and actually turning the pages, smell the ink, you know, feel it, touch it, all that is kind of nostalgic almost in a way. But I wanted to ask you, what do you see the future of print being?
Well, I think print is at a crossroads, like so much, you know, the internet has changed the game in terms of, like I said, that news that we can't do because of our lead time, right? You can get news instantly anywhere. You can also get bad news, which is often what news is, right?
Sure.
So just Durango neighbors, for one thing, it's always positive news. It's always good news about the community.
Which is so nice.
It's really nice. And the other thing, though, about print in general is that if you've been to an airport lately or any place where there's a rack of magazines, you'll notice that there is a ton of magazines. That magazines have done anything but die off, like was predicted. That what's happened, though, is that they're really... they're becoming more about the topic. They're becoming more specialized. So
they're able to dig in deeper into it instead of talking in sound bites.
Absolutely. So you do get a deeper. We've got experts from the community that contribute every month to the magazine in their topic. So we can learn from people that are right here, just a deep dive into things as crazy as, you know, blinds, you know, what kind of blinds to protect your furniture, things like that. We've got a thing about Tunisian crochet in the upcoming issue. So that's pretty fabulous. But the other thing about print, and it's just flown out of my mind, is that we're micro-targeted. So because we're just here in Durango.
Geographically, right,
We're talking about Durango people, Durango stories, Durango-centric, Durango, you know, everything.
Right.
And that is the magic of, you know, of what the future of print is. It's just got to be way more targeted. You're no longer going to be, you know, reaching everybody.
And deeper dive. And, you know, and it's all what I love about Durango is always asking people, what brought you here? You know, and a lot of people from Fort Lewis like myself, but then, you know, what got you to stay here? And I remember one time walking down the stairs with actually my ex-wife up at Fort Lewis College holding our one-year-old baby at the time, you know, and maybe even younger than that. I said, I never would have dreamed that I would be doing this. Now, my son just comes to town. He's 26. My stepson is my second marriage, you know, 27. And we're sitting around eating dinner the other night. I'm like, wow, this is so neat seeing my son come back after he graduated and left and, you know, doing incredible things in his career. But it is. It's that wonderful thing, sense of community that Neighbors Magazine brings.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's great about that is the stories, the family stories, they talk about exactly that. What got you here? How long? Some cases it's generations that they've been here. More often it's not.
Right.
So what got them here? What keeps them here? You know, a little bit of that. So you have, you know, a place to dive in with conversations with people you've never even met when you see them at the grocery store.
So what's the best part about being the publisher?
Oh, the people I get to meet.
Ah.
I get to meet so many people, both in the community and the business world. So.
Now, on the flip side, challenges.
Well, the challenges are, at times, it's a one-person show.
Right.
So I do have some people helping me right now, but ultimately, it's on me. Well,
falls on you, and you're running around.
So deadline day is tricky. Don't even call me on the 5th of any given month.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to talk to you.
So if anybody listening wants to submit their pet picture or ideas, what is the website one more time?
It's an email address. There's no website because we are print only.
Email.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can find us on Facebook, actually. That's Durango Neighbors, but it's Best Version Media Durango. I'm not actually even sure. We just set that up. But drop me an email is the best way to reach me at durangoneighbors@gmail.com.
With an S.
Yes.
durangoneighbors@gmail.com. And let me, I forgot to add, can you pick up the magazine anywhere? Or do you have
to?
It's like a subscription.
It is a subscription.
Okay.
It's free.
It's free.
And it's mailed monthly to the people on the list. If you're not on the list and you want to be, just send me
DurangoNeighbors@gmail.com.
The reason is because we have those family stories. We talk about the kids and their pets and their names and where they go to school. And that will never be something that we want either on the internet or in stacks at coffee shops. It's, it's a different kind of magazine. It's private. It's for Durango people.
Different approach.
Yeah.
Orberta, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. DurangoNeighbors@gmail.com.
Thank you.
All right. We got to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.